congratulations to Ashley.
Yay!
Her and Eric are now engaged.
You're now A&E.
I'm so excited.
I can't tell.
Excited.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. Hey!
I'm so excited.
Hey!
I'm so excited.
Hey! Oops.
So he took you on a surprise hot air balloon ride.
Yep.
And while you were in flight.
Yes. It was so romantic.
He got down on one knee.
Yep. In float. Yep.
While you were in float.
Right. While you're floating.
Beautiful day for it.
Over a cornfield.
God. He said, one of the guys on the staff there was about six guys. Only one went up with us. But he said, if you have 10 boxes to check on a perfect morning for a hot air balloon ride, you got all 10.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Well, they always tell you that. Like, we're going to die today.
Like we say, only got two today.
I'm a little worried about today, to be honest
that is
with you.
True.
They're gonna tell
He's
you.
Not going to say, out of 10 items,
yeah,
you got one.
Yeah.
Well, he canceled us on us in the fall, remember? Because weather conditions weren't optimum for flying.
He was hungover.
That also came after we were going bananas on it on the air.
Right.
It was my fault. But anyway, so.
Hey.
It's all good.
Balloon ride.
It worked out exactly the way it was supposed to.
It was out on top of a truck.
Right.
Yeah.
Then, of course, you said yes.
Of course. I said,
did
of
you
course.
Ever say oh,
you
yes.
Say, you said, oh, of
you
course?
Said, of course.
I said, of course.
Okay, that's not really a yes, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
That's more like a maybe, of course. Well, yes.
All right, let's play the audio.
Let's do it, babe.
Remember on our first date?
Yeah.
We said we were going to do all kinds of things together. Yeah. World and travel, and you said you wanted a partner.
Yes.
I want to be that partner.
Hold on. I love this, because you have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Stop talking. I'm trying to enjoy the view.
Right.
That's what you were thinking, right?
I'm like, why is he so serious right now?
Why are you talking?
I hear a leaking propane tank in the background. What is that?
All right.
You are, baby. I love you.
Oh, stop.
I love you.
What are you, a Muppet?
You sounded like one. I don't want to say it, but that's exactly what I hear.
Kiss him, I love you too.
Are you calling me a pig? Like, we're looking out into this field. Like, I know, we're on an adventure. What are you talking about?
Well, he's going to give a corny line next. The same tone you took a Darby in.
He's pouring his heart out, and you're just like...
What are you talking about? Let me shut you up.
Misha,
if I kiss him, he'll stop.
Misha, try to look at corn. Misha, try to look at corn.
That would blow the mood for me. My girl goes,
right.
You're like, all right, I'm doing this another
put
time.
Put this back in my pocket.
Yeah, let's just put this
get off my knee here.
Yeah, yeah, nice cornfield, right, hon?
I was just touching, yeah. I just tying my shoe here. Yeah, I dropped a piece of gum. Yeah, that's it.
Least romantic kiss ever.
Right.
Right. He liked it.
You looked like a snow cone.
Okay.
I love you, Ashley. The life of you. I want you to be my wife. I want you to marry me.
What's happening right now?
Hold on.
Really? You have to explain? He just told you everything. Well, I spend the rest of my life going to be my wife.
Well, she hasn't been
listening. You need an explanation for that?
She clearly hasn't been
listening. And you guys told me to dump once. I got it. I'm not even involved.
What's happening?
What's happening right now?
What's happening right now?
It was... He was just on a knee, and he took out this ring. It was so shiny.
Kiss him, mama.
Whenever you lose your place in traffic, I'm just going to play this.
What's happening right now? What's happening right now?
What's happening?
And the ring was so shiny, it blinded the pilot.
It did. Basically, I don't know why we have the lights on in the studio. You can turn the lights off. My ring will illuminate the space.
Wow. She can do one of those... comedy detective movies where she really never figures anything out.
Yeah. Like Inspector Clouseau?
Right. Like they solved the case, but it's all by
accident.
Yes.
Right. Just happened to do it.
Okay.
What's happening right now? What's happening right now? What's going on? What's going on? Eric, what are you doing?
He's like, focus. Ashley, focus.
You're shouting, and I'm trying to say just a couple of words here that are
the balloon guy's like,
kind of important.
He's
here.
So quiet, and I'm screaming.
And the balloon guy's like, I just want to land.
I'm going to dive out.
I just want to land.
I'm getting
out. That's it. I'm taking this whole out.
He was awesome. He took the whole video. He was in on it. Eric called him the night before.
I would hope so.
He had to be.
And he goes, wait until the end of the ride because she's going to black out and not remember anything after that. And that's
good
exactly,
and I'm paying good
exactly
money for it.
What I did.
Yeah, that's right. Called getting my money's worth. Yeah.
You just look at your hand. You just look at the ring.
It's good.
If there's anything she's going to black out for, it's going to be this landing.
But that's good. But that's good, though. You look at the ring, he can enjoy the ride now.
All right.
Were you there?
The first thing you say.
It's so bad.
After your ass.
That's romantic, wow. Isn't it?
Holy S.
Right?
I was romance shocked. Novel.
Holy S, he asked.
Holy S.
Holy
of
S.
Of course.
Yes.
That's not the big one, by the way. There's
oh, no.
A big one coming.
Will that be part of the vows?
All right, we got to hear that.
Holy s***.
You hear that?
Yes, I did.
Off the mountains?
Yeah. Somewhere like 100 miles away, there was a goat on top of a mountain.
What?
Like, what? Still echoing.
What's happening right now? What's
still happening right now? It's still echoing through Rhode Island.
What's going on? What's going on?
Her voice just made it to California.
Right.
California's like,
you hear that? What the hell was that?
Wow. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Look who's engaged.
Who?
Hello.
Oh, you. Okay.
Ashley's a fiance.
Oh, oh my God.
She's a finance.
That's so fancy.
She's a finance.
Fiance, so fancy.
Jennifer?
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Morning.
Congratulations, my sweet friend. I wish you guys all the best.
Yay, thank
Yay.
You.
You're a beautiful couple. You really compliment one another well. You thank really
you.
Do.
Thank you so much.
Like wine and cheese.
It's gorgeous.
That ring is something else.
Did he know the shape of diamond that you like?
Yeah, so he told me when we first started dating, I told him that I wanted a pear-shaped. And
okay, most men would say, wow, this is early.
Yep.
I know.
Wow.
Yep. All right, listen, I'll call you.
I forgot I did that, and so he told me. I was like, how did you know? I said, I'm sorry for being a creeper at the beginning of our relationship.
Wow.
But thank you for remembering.
Okay.
Wow. That is...
I want a pear shape. You want my dad?
Yeah.
I knew he was the one.
So I text Jennifer. She was working yesterday. I'm helping young Chaz move into his place. I get this information. Of course, this stops the move right in its tracks.
Yes.
Because this is big.
Yeah.
So I text Jennifer. Jennifer texts me back. How did he do it? That's what women want to know.
Yeah. How did he propose? Yes.
They want
how'd he do
the
it?
Story.
How did he propose?
Right.
Story.
Right. They want to know. Right.
How did he do it?
Because women are all going to judge this.
Yeah.
What level is this on a 10 scale?
Did he beat mine?
Right.
Did he beat mine? What it
well,
really is.
Is it beat or I don't think it's beat because
did he top it?
I don't think it's that. I think it's what was the effort level, and then I'm going to grade him in my mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's Next. Also, did he beat
mine? He didn't drop the ring.
Right.
Right.
Oh, yeah, right? I mean, the cornfield from way up high.
Horrible.
Yep. You'd have been that corn maze for months.
Yeah.
Honey, that was so shiny. Where'd it go?
Right.
Crow ate it.
Oh, God.
Can we go it. Down right now? No.
Right.
Find it.
We got to wait. This balloon yes. has to deflate slowly.
No, that's a 10, right?
Should have popped the balloon.
That's a 10.
Oh, my God.
That's a 10. He sat on that, too. He's had the ring since March.
He's had the ring since right before COVID.
Wow. That's so hard to keep that under wraps for so long.
Sock drawer, you know.
Then the whole planning of the balloon.
Next
to
the weed. Yep.
How he did it, the things that he was saying that Ashley didn't hear. And so she listened back to the video.
She wouldn't stop talking.
Oh, my God, he said that.
Top shelf.
Yes.
Top shelf. Right?
And he remembered our conversation from our first date, because that's what he opened with. It's incredible.
Wow.
Good guy.
Wow.
True catch, my friend.
How long have you guys been dating?
About 3.5 years.
Perfect.
Right.
Good time.
They call it the about time.
So remember, where do I have it? After I proposed to Jennifer... had the whole thing on GoPro. Phil went through it like Phil does, and he found all of the oh my gods.
Oh yeah,
because like she would look at her ring and say, "Oh my god." Here's a monster.
Oh my god! 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 Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Oh my god!
That's actually when you showed the payment book.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Jennifer's so much more classy than I am. She didn't swear.
Yeah, it didn't echo.
I swore it echoed throughout the entire
state. It didn't echo through the Farmington Valley.
Oh my god!
That is the greatest holy S I've ever heard.
Yes.
That was great.
You scared a bird.
Yeah. Oh, I had to apologize. I'm like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
No.
All right, hon. We got to keep yours short because we're going to catch up now.
Gotcha. Guys, have a great day. Congratulations.
Love you.
Love you, Jennifer. Ashley got engaged over the weekend. I think of all of us, AJ's the most excited.
Definitely.
You would not believe how excited I am inside right now.
Yeah, you sound very excited.
Thank you.
Yes.
My nipples are hard and everything.
Oh,
all right, here's the moment.
Let's do it, babe.
Remember? We said we were going to do all kinds of things together in the world and travel. And you said you wanted a partner.
Yes.
I want to be that partner.
You are, so baby. Awesome. I love you. Yeah.
I love you. The rest of the life with you. I want you to be my wife. I want you to marry me.
What's happening right now? What's happening right now? What's going on?
Hold on. Let me explain it to you.
Actually, Bloom was going down at that point.
He's getting on his knees.
Well, no, no.
That's right. Did we mention that this is in a hot air balloon?
No, we did not.
I didn't mention it.
There wasn't a gas leak in the background. No.
The wind blew.
Right. Yeah.
What's going on?
There was a propane tank leak in the background. Right.
The balloon just caught on fire. What's going on right now?
Right. Jump!
Just so you know, you're being proposed to. That's what's happening.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Right. Just so you know.
Were you there?
Oh my god!
Wow, that tone.
Oh! Listen, what are you wearing?
That's my echo.
That's
my favorite.
That was some echo.
So that's when you look at the ring. You look at the ring. It's like, poof. Yeah.
When you did that, did you see a bunch of birds leave the cornfield?
Her voice is just making it over to California now. People are like, did you just hear that?
In the hurricane, they hear it right now. It's in the eye right now going.
People looked up. What is the problem?
What is going on?
What is happening
up
there?
Hell was that?
So she starts crying, and I notice that she sounds a little like a dog when it starts to get hungry.
Are you pointing your mouth? You want a yummy? Excuse me, I would like a yummy biscuit, please. Actually, it sounds like you're gagging the trunk.
Right.
Now you're a bird.
That's a bird.
Yeah.
Crying. I cried immediately. Once I figured it out, I cried immediately.
It's the Muppet kiss.
Yeah.
Oh, kiss me, please. Piggy, stop kissing me, please, Piggy. Piggy, there is a Piggy kissing me.
Eric's on the phone. Congratulations, brother.
Yay!
Nice job.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Yeah,
yay!
Really.
Yay.
It was a big day. Big day.
Yeah, you 10 on a 10 scale.
20 on a 10 scale.
20 on a 10 scale. 20.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah, I was very lucky. I was very lucky because the weather worked out great.
Yeah.
Jim was awesome. The pilot, he was in on it. So he was very informative on what I should do, how I should do it. And he told me to wait till the end because he was like, not that you would, but if she says no, it would ruin the whole experience.
Right.
And the good thing was,
what's happening right now? You're being thrown out of the balloon.
Right. And the good thing is, you're over a cornfield, so landing will be nice and soft.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
No, and you know what's good, too? I think he mentioned this, and Ashley mentioned it earlier, that if you asked in the beginning, she wouldn't take in the views and take in the balloon ride.
When you pay for that stuff.
She would just be looking at that ring.
Yeah,
and
once he asked me, and the ring was on my finger, I blacked out.
That's right.
I don't know. The pilot kept trying to continue, and over to your left, you see. I'm like,
whatever.
Did you see this ring?
Yeah, over to my hand.
Right. And then she blinded the pilot and went to a power line.
Guys, check this out. We got a bird flying by.
Sounds like an asthmatic. In a...
Was there any time where you thought that maybe she knew or there was a curveball or something that you had to get through?
No, so I actually had it planned on the 19th, and it got canceled because the winds were too high. And so that was our second cancellation. So I was doing – this was my – basically my last attempt with this particular
– method.
Method, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so – so, and thank God it worked, and then the weather was perfect. But, yeah, I was nervous about a lot of things, actually. It was very nerve-wracking because I'm like, what if I drop it?
Right.
You know, what if you're up there and I have to use the bathroom and it's killing it? You know, what are you going to do?
It's
a wicker basket.
No, there's a lot to worry about.
Yeah.
But you delivered it. Everything you said was really, it was perfect.
Phenomenal.
Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah, I had more I was going to say. And it was
it now.
Oh, my God. I was nervous.
What were you going to say?
I had, like, a little speech planned, you know, and I was going to say, you know, elaborate a little more about a lot of the adventures we did and things we've done together and things we want to continue to do, you know. So
it's probably better because, you know.
Short and sweet. You know?
Yeah. Because exactly. It was perfect. It was really perfect.
Perfect. He quoted our first date. I mean,
yeah.
That was amazing.
I said large fries.
He did not take me to McDonald's.
I'll have a number two, please.
Right. Just left number three.
Yeah. She kept super turning size. Away and making it awkward. I'm like, no, fish me. And I had to, like, turn her shoulders, you know?
He did. He literally turned me around.
Yeah, I know, babe. I know.
Look at you, correct me already.
So you really didn't know it was happening.
I really did not know.
Come on, it's Ashley.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. I only told like six people. My parents, her parents, and my brother. I didn't tell
pilot.
Any of my other
and
siblings.
The pilot.
And the pilot.
Right.
And the pilot, you're right.
So obviously you asked Papa G for permission.
Yes.
And how did that go?
Great, actually. He was over my house, and he was helping me build my shed in the back, and Ashley had went to the beach, and so we were kind of having lunch. Yeah, you know,
that sounds right.
That's not funny, pal. I have to work on my tan.
Yeah. She didn't help.
She didn't help. Not that
it's
day.
Probably better. You wanted it done right.
I helped you other days.
Listen, before she gets back.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, it would be really helpful if you can you just go to the beach,
honey. Go walk in the tan.
So, how did you ask him, and what was his reaction?
He got pretty emotional, you know, and he said absolutely. So we were sitting down, and I told him how much I respected him because he's one of the best fathers I've ever met, and I grew up. You know, a lot of my friends, we all kind of had absentee fathers. And so I, you know, said how much I respected him and that, you know, I wanted to be as good a father as him. And I asked him, you know, for his blessing to marry Ashley. And he said, absolutely. And this is right when COVID was. And he was like, listen, we're not going to hug, you know, because, you know, his wife, Ashley's mom is very, you know, she has heart conditions, so we didn't hug, but he's like, I really want to hug you, and he got, you know, emotional, and so did I. And it was
that nice. Sounds like a great moment.
Yeah.
And then he said, pass the hammer.
Exactly. Right. Now nail
it's
this.
Hammer time.
Now nail this boy.
We gotta get something done today so the girls don't get suspicious. Then we go drink inside.
Yeah. Well, from soup to nuts. 20 on a 10 scale. Nice
job.
Well
done. Very well
done. Yeah, beautiful job.
Good job, baby.
That means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah,
guys.
You guys make a great couple, so we're very happy for you. Now you go from being asked, when are you getting engaged, to when are you getting married?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? I know.
Yeah, exactly. So
now there's a lot of going on into planning a wedding, especially now. A
lot of time.
Got to build another shed now.
Take your time. All right. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it. Good job.
Thanks, guys.